Welcome to episode 326 of the 2 Minute Takeaway podcast. Hi, I'm Ken Ockel. If you're a leader, are you tired of complaints? Today might be your lucky day because we're going to get to the bottom of the issue. These are the things that eat up a lot of your time and produce diminishing results. You're likely too close to the problem to think of possible solutions. So what happens? You suffer. You may appreciate some inspiration from my days in the world of TV news. If you go into a story meeting in a newsroom, there's a good chance you'll hear the phrase, "Why should we care?" The question serves as a litmus test for a potential story. Some stories are interesting, but not newsworthy. For instance, a TV station would likely not do a story about children learning how to tie their shoes. But if an untied shoe recently caused a child to be hurt in an unusual accident, then the story might air. The question isn't about shooting down an idea, but rather making sure a story would appeal to the viewers. The process even applied to human interest stories. So how does this help you fix a broken process? Keep it in mind the next time you hear a complaint about something at work. It may point to a solution to a problem. You may have to dig a little to get to the issue. Consider this scenario, and make sure, if you're trying to do it yourself, that you kind of set things up by saying that your remarks are not a personal attack, but rather you're trying to solve a problem. So here's our scene. Employee: I hate Wednesdays because that's when all the documents are delivered. Supervisor: Why should we care about this? Tell me, what is the problem? Employee: The documents come in boxes of all shapes and sizes. Some are heavy. It's a pain to take them up from the mailroom to the 7th floor and then deliver them to the offices. Supervisor: Why should we care about your having to make the trip? Employee: It takes a lot of time to make the deliveries, and sometimes I stumble or knock something over while carrying the big boxes. Supervisor: We need to keep receiving the documents, but would it help if we bought a cart that could assist you with the deliveries? Employee: That would save time and make me feel safer. End of scene. Don't worry, I'm not trying to be an actor. You don't necessarily get to the solution without having that kind of conversation. You have to go beyond either ignoring the complaint or just acknowledging it. Usually, the complaint is rooted in a fixable issue. This could involve outdated software, old equipment, or a task that's performed simply because it's always been done that way. All of these issues can be accepted as the status quo. While people complain about them, they may not think about fixing them. In their minds, the task is a necessary evil that has to be performed but not adjusted. If you examine a broken process closely, you'll likely find some good solutions. That's breaking news for productivity and morale. Would you like to bring me to your next meeting? Find out more about my speaking presentations and check out some video clips at my website, kenockel.com. While there, you can also learn more about my book, Stuck on Yellow, which gives you 26 productivity principles you can use right away. And don't forget, our productivity video series has new episodes coming out every week. Again, you can check it out at kenockel.com. K-E-N-O-K-E-L. I'm Ken Ockel. Take care.